This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's go to the disc golf capital of the world. We could travel around the globe looking for such a designation, or we could go directly to Emporia, Kansas. Today we'll learn about a remarkable business in Emporia, which in many ways has made its community the center of the disc golf universe. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we learned about Dynamic Discs, the disc golf products company, which was founded by Jeremy Rusko in Emporia. Doug Bjerkus is the president of Dynamic Discs today. Doug is an Illinois native who had a career in higher education administration and was playing disc golf for fun. In 2007, Doug was living in Denver and attended the Disc Golf Frontier Open in Hayes. He bought some Dynamic Discs t-shirts out of the back of Jeremy Rusko's truck. I was very impressed with how approachable and friendly he was, Doug said. As a player, Doug would become sponsored by the Dynamic Disc Company, as would his daughter in later years. After serving as a tournament director for Dynamic Discs, he joined the company in 2016 and moved up through the ranks to become president in 2021. Through the years, he's seen the remarkable growth of this company and this sport. Our purpose statement is simple. Dynamic Discs enriches lives through disc golf, Doug said. What has caused the sport of disc golf to grow? It really is inclusive, Doug said. When I go to the course, I see families with elementary school kids, up to a couple of ladies in their 80s, he said. Regardless of your skill level, you can play with other people and have fun, he said. The athletic part of the competition takes about 5% of your time, Doug pointed out. The rest of the time, you're talking and walking the course. You're building great relationships and friendships while getting exercise outside. It has all the benefits of playing golf, but at a fraction of the cost, Doug said. It's also less expensive for a community to install a disc golf course. This means there may be several courses in larger cities, but it's also made it possible for disc golf courses to be installed in rural places such as Olpe, population 519, Neosho Rapids, population 229, Admire, population 140, and Elmdale, population 40 people. Now that's rural. We want to do anything we can to grow the sport, Doug said. Thanks to Dynamic Discs, Emporia has hosted the professional, amateur, and junior world championships multiple times. We average participants from 45 of the 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii, Doug said. We've had players from Japan, Thailand, New Zealand, Australia, and more, he said. The company hosts its own Dynamic Discs Open in Emporia every April, and also sponsors other tournaments as well as individual top players across the nation. If you have 2,500 people come to an event in a big city like Denver or Kansas City, it's not even noticed, Doug said. But if we bring 2,500 to Emporia, that's 10% growth, he noted. Emporia embraces guests, Doug said. Welcome disc golfers signs can be found prominently posted during tournaments. After a recent tournament, we were told, never has a town been so welcoming and hospitable as Emporia, Kansas, Doug said. We're big enough to have amenities, but still have small-town friendliness, he said. Emporia's position along I-35 in the center of the country has helped with shipping and logistics. Dynamic Discs has grown from Jeremy Rusko's college eBay hobby to a company that employs more than 90 people. It has really exploded. We sold over 3 million discs last year, Doug said. That's why some people have described Emporia as the disc golf capital of the world and disc golf Disneyland. For more information, go to www.dynamicdiscs.com. It's time to leave the disc golf capital of the world. We commend Doug Bjerkus, Jeremy Rusko, and all those involved with Dynamic Discs for making a difference through creative entrepreneurship in supporting this emerging sport. When it comes to accomplishing its mission, this company will hit the target. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.